Far out upon the western plain, a great dark red bird crashed to earth among the dandelions and kingcups, and lay among the yellow flowers like a red sandstone rock. The great bird's sides heaved, and her neck pulsed as she greedily sucked in air. Her eyes dilated and contracted, fearsome orbs of tawny umber, flecked with turquoise and scented with gleaming black, as she scanned the blue sky above for predators. One wing tucked neatly across her back, the other hanging limply at her side. She made a flapping run and gained the air. The red bird flew with a painful rolling motion, the injured wing flopping lower than the good one. Flight was becoming too difficult to sustain, so she came to earth again, this time in a rolling heap of feathers as she struck the plain floor, scattering buttercup petals in all directions. The great bird rested momentarily, her huge curved beak gaping open, tongue hanging to one side. Doggedly struggling to her legs, she walked for a while, the injured wing trailing limply in the dust, her eyes fixed upon the building in the distance at the woodland edge. It was not so open there. Her beloved mountains were too far away, so she would try to make the building before sunset. There would be places where she could lie and rest, nooks and crannies where she could not be caught out. The open plains made her feel vulnerable. In flight, she was a redoubtable hunter and fighter, but crippled like this, she could only keep low and hope there were no flocks of other birds abroad that would relish the chance to attack an injured bird on the ground. Flapping and hopping, scrambling and crawling, the great red bird made her way east towards the building which offered refuge. On the far-flung south reaches of the plateau lands, dawn broke placidly over the copse. Matthias rose and picked up his sword.
A good day to settle business, Orlando.
The badger shouldered his axe.
We travelled a long way to see this dawn, my friend. A good day.
All around, shrews were girding themselves up for war. Bows, arrows, slings, lances, even clubs were got ready. As Basil lugged the five weasel prisoners along on a makeshift lead, they wailed pitifully.
No, no, please, don't make us go down there.
We'll be killed, we won't stand a chance.
We have no weapons, we'll be slain.
Basil tugged the lead sharply.
Come on, step lively there, you whinging weasels. You've lived like cowards, tried to die like heroes. Fair chance of that, eh, laddie buck? Stop snivelling and wipe your nose, you villainous varmin.
They broke away from Basil's grasp and flung themselves in front of Matthias, grovelling shamelessly.
Spare us, please, sir. Spare us.
Sir Harry flapped down from an alder.
There's nothing affects a craven like the thought of sudden death. The idea he might not see the night or draw another breath.
Orlando kicked the weasel in the rump as he stepped over the prostrate creatures.
You know, Matthias, these scum aren't going to be a bit of good down there. They'll probably give the game away with all their sobbing and bawling. Sure, Tom, you snivelling snot noses, or I'll finish you here and now.
The weasels fell silent. Matthias leaned on his sword, stroking his whiskers.
You've got a good point there, Orlando. But what do we do with them if we don't send them ahead of us on the stairs?
Orlando hefted his battle axe.
Let me finish him off now and save a lot of trouble.
The weasels began moaning afresh.
Stop that crying! Do you hear me? Stop it!
Matthias snorted impatiently.
Right, here's what we'll do, Orlando. I couldn't let you kill them in cold blood. That isn't our way. We'll set them going southward. Sir Harry, would you accompany them on their way to make sure they keep going? Sorry about this, but there probably won't be a lot of space down there for you to fly about, and you'd get into trouble under the ground.
Sir Harry shrugged.
As you wish, Matthias. We each have a role to be filled. I'll take these weasels south for a bit, but the first one to cry gets killed.
The owl picked the lead rope up in his beak and flapped off with the five weasels stumbling and hurrying behind him. Basil watched them go.
Pity about old Harry. He looked a bit peeved to me. Do you think he's gone off in a huff, Matthias?
The warrior mouse nodded.
I've no doubt he has. Don't worry, he'll be back. Meanwhile, I'd like a last word with every beast. Gather round and listen to what I have to say to you.